Perky, written by Julia Kent, narrated by Erin Mallon. Chapter 1. I am kissing my ex-boyfriend, Parker Campbell. Yes, Congressman Parker Campbell, and I have no idea how the hell this is happening. But I really like that this is happening. Yet I hate Parker for what he did to me 5 years ago. He's my ex, and his tongue is unbelievable. One of his hands sinks into my hair, fingers threading through it, tugging just hard enough to make all the blood in my body rush between my legs, a tidal wave of, "No, no, I can't let this happen." I break the kiss. Parker's eyes are still closed. Most guys would look stupidly awkward with that face, but not him, with blonde hair cut fashionably close, enough wave to the bangs to make him, bangable. His close shave makes his cheeks so soft, but his jaw is strong and hard, the scent of aftershave and his natural musk making me weaker than I should be. He's kissable and hot, and 1,000 images of his naked body mashed against my naked body run through my mind until they suddenly stop, like a slot machine going ping, ping, ping. And the final ping is a picture of me naked on a bed with my boobs on display. And two dogs humping on the pillow above my head. I'm not making this up. You've seen the damn meme. What would you do to the guy who posted that picture on the web? The one who ruined your life by turning you into an object of worldwide mockery? I do what any sane woman would do. I punch Parker in the gut. That's right, and you'd do it too. He woofs slightly, but I'm the one who makes a louder sound. Pain radiates through my knuckles because this man has abs of steel underneath that fine bespoke wool suit, the charcoal gray perfectly offset by a red and navy tie at the neck of his white Brooks Brothers Oxford. Is there a spandex S underneath my pained knuckles? I look at his face to double check he's not Henry Cavill. Nope. Parker grabs my wrist before I can actually make contact with his cheek as I go for a good old-fashioned outraged slap, even as my knuckles scream uncle. His eyes are wide open, amused, the color of opals mixed with whiskey.
Predictable and impulsive. I always loved that about you, Persephone.
When one corner of his mouth goes up, I swear I can taste his lips again. I press my fingers against my mouth, as if creating a barrier between us, a wall, a way to stop myself from letting him kiss me again, because I'm weakening. Don't call me Persephone.
Okay, sweetheart.
Definitely don't call me that.
What should I call you?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?